From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi forces shelled areas outside of Mosul Monday. The offensive to retake the city from Islamic State militants is in its second week. The attacks were focused near the town of Bartella as Iraqi and Kurdish fighters move closer to Mosul. Human Rights Watch is calling for an investigation into an airstrike last week that killed at least 13 people at a mosque near the city of Kirkuk. The strike came during an assault by Islamic State fighters. A U.S. military spokesman said the coalition had determined its forces were not responsible for the airstrike. The Iraqi government said it is investigating. France's interior minister says the evacuation of refugees from a squalid camp near Calais is taking place calmly. Officials hoped to relocate 2,500 people to temporary shelters by the end of the day. This Afghan migrant says leaving the camp is not an entirely happy experience.
It is really hard because we have found some good friends over here and now we may be apart after this, so it is hard.
Workers will soon begin dismantling the wood and tarp shanty town dubbed the Jungle. Migrants mainly from Afghanistan, Ethiopia, Eritrea, and Iraq had remained in the camp for months, a situation that became symbolic of Europe's larger migrant crisis. The opening of China's Central Committee plenum Monday marked the beginning of a high season of political activity in the country. The meetings will last 4 days this week, but come at the start of a political transition in China that culminates next year with the 19th Party Congress. At a closed-door meeting this week, Chinese President Xi Jinping is expected to make clear that his anti-corruption drive is far from over and that controls will continue to tighten. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump accused Democrats Monday of making up phony opinion polls to make it look as if Democrat Hillary Clinton is ahead in the race. Trump told a group of Florida farmers that he is actually the one in the lead.
And watch the polls, because this is part of the crooked system. It's part of the rigged system that I've been talking about since I entered the race. I understand it. It's a rigged system.
Trump produced no evidence to support his claim. Meanwhile, Clinton campaigned Monday in the northeastern state of New Hampshire.
All this talk about the election being rigged, trying to stir up people who are supporting him at his rallies, that is a direct threat to our democracy.
One major opinion poll released Sunday by ABC News indicates Clinton has surged ahead of Trump 50% to 38%. The World Meteorological Organization reports the level of carbon dioxide emissions in the atmosphere has reached a record high this year. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Meteorological Organization reports the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere reached 400 parts per million for the first time in 2015 and surged to new records this year. WMO Secretary General Petteri Tala says this symbolic but significant milestone bodes ill for the planet as these CO2 emissions will stay in the atmosphere for generations.
At the moment, we are not moving in the right direction. Be actually moving in the wrong direction.
Meteorologists say CO2 accounts for 65% of the warming effect on our climate. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Officials say gunmen stormed a Pakistan police training complex in Quetta Monday and took an unknown number of personnel hostage. Pakistani troops entered the facility to engage the assailants, prompting an exchange of gunfire. Witnesses heard a massive explosion and two minor blasts from inside the center, which housed living quarters for training personnel. More than 200 people were inside the complex when the incident began. Indian police say they killed at least 18 Maoist rebels Sunday in a gunfight in the eastern part of the country. It was one of the deadliest fights with rebels this year. Police say the shootout began after authorities received a report that about 30 Maoist rebels were assembling in forests near the border of Odisha and Andhra Pradesh states. Cross-border firing between India and Pakistan in the contested region of Kashmir has killed at least 3 people. Tensions have been high in the area since September, when an attack India blames on Pakistan killed 19 Indian soldiers. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.